Race Among the Ruins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A lot of New Yorkers can't believe that the mayor would let the New York City Marathon go on. He wants to show the world how resilient the city is. Plus, it brings in money, supports a lot of charities, all good things. But thousands of recreational runners smartly jogging past neighborhoods that have been torn apart, this Staten Island politician just doesn't get it.
The fact that the mayor wants to have a marathon this weekend when we have people who are, like, lost their entire house, I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
You know what they should do? Give all the runners jugs of gasoline that they can drop off as they run. And I'm not sure I'm even kidding about that. This happens in every major U.S. storm. The gas lines.
I'm coming from Queens to get this. Gotta have it.
It's not gas in the Bronx. Nothing at all. Only this station.
The weak point of American civilization turns out to be the gas station. And the kicker is, it's not for lack of gas. There's plenty of gas, just no way to pump it. Richest nation in history, we're one superstorm away from the third world. Except the third world has a backup plan. Years ago, I was in the old Soviet Union. We hired a guy to drive us from Leningrad to Moscow through a countryside in perpetual depression, right? No gas stations. But our driver would keep an eye out for a tanker truck, and he'd follow it. And eventually, it would pull to the side of the road, and the truck driver would sell some gas. It worked. We got there. Saved by the black market. And yet here in America, no power, no gas. You would think with all that anti-terrorism money, somebody by now would have figured out a way to drop off generators at the gas stations. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.